This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fiends, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other world, half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It's DPP. What's up, buddy?
What's crappin'? And what's gonna be the name for Halloween?
What do you mean?
Was Pizza Funny? You always do something for, you know, different things. So you got one for Halloween that you're gonna put up there?
It was always Pumpkin Carver, but this year I just went with Boo and an exclamation point, and I used your pumpkin as my picture.
Nice.
yeah, you know, Pumpkin Carver, presents collector during Christmas. You got, yeah, you know. Yeah. But nothing. We're at right now. No big deal. But I appreciate the interest.
I always look. See what's going on. You always got a clever name in there. So.
Usually when I change everything, I go into Chairshot Radio and I go, "Hey, Greg, who am I?"
Nice.
Because one time, me and Ray and somebody else, we all changed our shit at the same time, and Greg couldn't figure out who was who. So now every time I change, I'm like, "Hey, Greg, who am I?" It's not just DP and I here. We have the Triumph and Trifecta of Triangular Podcasting here today. The Trivia Trickster himself, the funky and fresh man, AJ Belez.
I can confirm that he also did say to Greg, "Who am I?" And Greg just kind of had the reaction of, "Yeah, I know, it's Tunney."
Oh, again.
It's you, dipshit. So a little bit of a light topic week for us, for what we do. I thought SmackDown and Raw were really good. I guess we'll kind of, some of that might come up, but we did have something major happen on Raw, which was excellent. But you guys catch up on anything else this week besides wrestling? Anything else going on? Catching any playoff baseballs going on? NBA's getting ready to go. Had some nice football weekends. Any new streaming stuff for you guys at all? Shows? Dan, you start Ahsoka yet?
No, haven't started Ahsoka. We're finishing up Carnival Row. So if anybody's watched that, it's a very dark, strange show.
All right.
Orlando Bloom is the main.
And where is that?
It's on Amazon. It's only two seasons long, so, and they're hour long episodes. It's really interesting, but it's just it's an odd show. If anybody's looking for something weird, you know, there's
AJ.
Then for me, I've been currently because fourth wall break. It's Thursday for us. So I have the Phillies and the Diamondbacks on my second screen looking at the score at the moment. So I've been paying attention to that. Football, obviously, but that's not the podcast to do that. There's another one that Blaz and Tunney are on.
But, yeah, we had a really good time recording yesterday, so go back and listen to it. Get yourself ready for the weekend. Very pot is war vibes between Andrew and I, who were very much straying away from covering football and going on these weird tangents. So even if you're not a football fan, if you liked Pot is War back in the day, go ahead and check out Cheer Shot NFL. We had a good time. We almost were about to commentate on Ray grocery shopping. So find out what that means. You'll have to go back and listen.
Hey, you got to go listen.
Speaking of Halloween and spooky, you know, horror season, I watched Totally Killer. And I don't know if that's Hulu or Peacock or Max or whatever, but I think it might be Peacock, but it's really fun. A time traveling, like kind of horror movie almost. And it's just a good time. It's not overly graphic. It's not overly scary, but it's got a cool story. So as a person who's not a big fan of that genre, it's something that I really enjoyed. So go ahead and check that one out.
I was about to say Sunday, we're going to go watch the new Saw that came out. So I'm really looking forward to that.
We're going to have to decide whether we want to go see the Marvels in 3D or Screen X.
Oh, baby. You know, I haven't... did you go to do the Screen X? I know you were going to go see...
I was going to say, you were pretty excited for Screen X.
Yeah, I saw the creator in it. It was really good. The movie's really fucking good. Yeah, so when it comes out on streaming, you got to watch it. Screen X is pretty cool, but you know where my loyalties lie. I think if you want to go see it in Screen X because you want to check out Screen X, I'll give you that one this one time. But if you don't want to go, I would go in 3D. So
I say
it's your call.
Then the Dylanator and I will pick something else for Screen X, and we'll go see the Marvels with you.
Well,
in 3D, or go so see I'm good.
We'll see the creator's still out in Screen X. Go see that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll definitely pick something for that. Well, yeah, we'll save this. We'll save Screen X for something other than the Marvels, so we can.
It's up to you.
We can see it. So we can see it as a nice group.
It's fine. I'll go see it in Screen X. I don't care.
Don't matter to me. An excuse to go see a different movie. I'm in.
All right. Okay. 3D it is. I'll get the tickets.
At least he's honest.
All right. I gotta get out of the house, man.
Yeah, once to go get out of the house to go sit in a dark room and talk to no one.
Oh, dude, you know me. You know how wonderful that sounds to me.
I was about to say, you made that sound very depressing, too, by the way.
No, listen, Dan and the Dylanator and myself, we go out and do stuff all the time, but like we just like low-key and chill, you know? Like we go, we want to sit at the bar, and we want to sit next to each other, and we won't want to be bothered and have our fun or... You know, whatever. You know, people like their space.
Right.
Oh, I can't blame you on that.
Anyway, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we can run down this loaded DWI 398. You're listening right here on Chairshot Radio Network. That's a part of the Chairshot.com where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. /the chair shot. Pick yourself up that chair shot t-shirt. You will love it. I guarantee it. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeldwyn. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeldwyn windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to the DWI 398. It's going to be weird to say that four number, but it's coming. It's right around the corner.
Say it every time I golf.
Yeah, four. Yeah, you're a funny guy. DP, let's let everybody know what's crack-a-lacking this week on DWI 398.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big show.
I mean, I guess it's not really that much, but it's still a big show. Sheet.
Ta. I just do the ta. Big new tag team titles holders. New tag team titles holders. Yes. What I'm trying to tell you is that Cody and Jay lost the tag team titles the Judgment Day. We're going to talk about it, and I think my blood pressure is going to go up. We also, I'm sure we'll get to a few other WWE things that are involved in that discussion comes up, but trivia is here, and I saw for the very first time betting odds for the Royal Rumble, and we're going to run down that list in last call and kind of go over what makes the most sense for the best place odds on each person and what's a good money bet for your value that someone that maybe is a little higher up, but that is a possibility. So we'll check that out in last call. But until then, let's get into it, DP. Ring the bell. All right. It happened. Do you guys want me to just get it out of my system right now, or do you want me to wait until you're done talking about it?
I mean, I kind of saw it in the chat of your reaction of it, so I'm all here for the bedlam.
I did not read anything in the chat, so I would love to see you swing for the fences right now.
What the fuck are they doing? What? That was all done so Cody could show up on SmackDown and look Roman Reigns in the face on the fucking ramp? That's the only reason it happened. You didn't need to change it. This is... Who did they do this with in the past, like, 2-3 years, Dan, where they took the title away from him and gave it right back and were like, why did you fucking do that? You kind of know what I'm talking about. It's the women's division, I thought. Anyway, I don't understand. I just don't get it. And for people to say that it's the bloodline thing, like, I got why they gave him the titles because they could show up on SmackDown. But why do we get to give? Why did you give him back to Judgment Day? Why wouldn't you just leave him there in the first place? Like, none of this makes any sense to me. I just don't understand how poorly this was booked as opposed to the way they've been booking all the rest of the titles and the title reigns and the title transitions, etc. Because this just seems like somebody had a bug up their ass one day and slowly over the next 10 days, they fucking realized that that was fucking stupid. Now we got to put it back. What? I'll tell you what. I'll be the first person to ballyhoo WWE and the way that their product comes off and the ability to sink your teeth into it and have it continue to be a good bite consistently. But this was fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. You know, I think when we talked about it last week, I had that same reaction of, yeah, they gave it to him so that they can move between SmackDown and Raw. It makes sense, especially if they're going to start to really honor the actual brand split, which does seem like they're maybe going to try and do a little bit now that they got general managers for both shows. But before that, it didn't matter. Nobody cared. They just went to the next. Cody Rhodes would just go out and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on SmackDown. Okay, great. So they didn't need the titles for that then. And yeah, maybe it's just that. They went, oh, yeah, well, let's give these guys the titles. And then 10 days later went, well, that was a poor choice. We're going to swap it back. Because otherwise, at this point, I don't see why they bothered to do any of that.
So DJ was going to jump in before they started recording tonight. Make sure you listen to Mindless Wrestling Podcast tomorrow with DJ Rob and Jason. But then he realized, oh, we weren't starting early. So he's like, well, if we finish early, I'll jump on. That's why he's on the call here. But I wish he was here. Because now I'm back in the DM thread.
DJ said, shut up.
I'm talking right now. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, boy, he's worked up.
It has to deal with Abelez, so he has to go full pot as war at the moment.
I said, just finished Raw. I think this is Tuesday. What the fuck are they doing with the tag titles? I roll emoji. And here comes DJ. Like someone pointed out, we watched the Hardys, Dudleys, Eddies, and see hot potatoes of those titles for 2 years. It's fine. To which I replied, Cody and Jay are none of those. Lest Finn and Priest. This is a travesty, a sham, and a mockery. This is a travesty mockery of justice. As far as the unified tag team titles go. And I'll have none of it. I promised you hot takes. This is a fucking hot take. This was stupid. Stupid. AJ, go ahead.
You know, it's not
stupid.
It's not very often that you have me agreeing with Tunny because that just sounds weird. When does a Belaz ever agree with Tunny? But I do. Because it made sense for them to have the titles, maybe until, you know, Crown Jewel or Survivor Series or something, but not just next week on Raw. Kind of leaves a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. Kind of makes me feel like the tag titles are back in the 2003-2004 picture where it's, we're going to throw a tag team on the wall. Here's the freaking noteboard right here. Kane and RVD win the tag team titles. What? Wait, what the fuck? It kind of felt like that. Except that actually had some meaning to it.
They looked at the card for the show and went, we have to have somebody lose titles. And this person can't do it. And this person can't do it. So, hey, you guys, you lose. Sorry.
So this was Raw. This wasn't even the pay-per-view.
Well, where they lost the titles when they lost them.
That's still.
Hey! At least they had two good title defenses.
So here's what Greg thinks. Replying to just finish Raw, what the fuck are they doing with the tag titles? I roll emoji. He says, I don't understand the problem. When they're defended twice a week, losing them quickly is totally believable. It's all setting up a story between Jay and Cody so we can do Jay versus Cody versus Roman at WrestleMania if Rock can't. You heard it here first, all caps. Yeah, of course, fucker. He might be right, but I still don't think you needed to fucking hotshot the fucking tag titles back and forth. You could have just had the fucking tag title match instead, right?
Yeah. I mean,
are you trying to just put tallies on people's names? You trying to give Cody part of the Grand Slam? Well, I guess he just needs the world. He's held the U.S. and IC. Has he held the U.S.?
I don't think he's held the U.S.
No, I don't either.
I know the IC and the tag titles beforehand.
So Jay has one more tag team title reign than Jimmy.
Wow, it's just like Booker T and freaking, why can't I remember the other one's name? Stevie Ray.
Fucking guy. Ooh, that's a good question. Come on, do I have it? That just gave me an idea. Top 25 wrestling entrance theme songs of all time as voted on by the Chair Shot Radio Network.
Love it.
I like that a lot.
And then we can run once I get it all together, we can run 25 to 21, 20 to 16. You know, we can make 5 weeks out of it. What do you guys think?
I'm for it. I like that.
All right.
You never have to tell me to not play theme songs.
Well, and of course we'll have them too, you know.
Yeah. Here's my number one.
Are not necessarily those of the opinions of the DWI podcast, PC Tony, or the Chair Shop Radio Network as a whole.
Yeah, I can't even confirm that.
Now, if you would like that, we could start 1 week by prefacing our guilty pleasure theme songs, because DB, I know you would put that in your, you know, categorize it like that.
Now, wait, is it just theme songs or the actual entrance that goes with the theme songs? Because if you say the whole Matt facts, that
I'm saying theme song, but things can have accompaniment to them, right?
Fair.
Like you would say, like Latino Heat for Eddie coming out with the Lowrider.
You can just say that's the theme song, but this is strictly theme songs. Like you could just go by the song if you want to, but in your head, that visual accompanying audio experience brings it all together. Yeah. Well, there you go. Theme music by Tony. Those are some great ones though, like Latino Heat. Voices, Edge, Cena, Shawn, Taker.
I'm going to say that I don't know if this is a hot take or not. I like Burning My Light more than Voices just for the raining pyro.
That's pretty solid.
There's a whole bunch that are going to be like low-key contenders too that people just like. I mean, it's going to be I'm going to try and get as many people to do this as possible. I think the people that were reluctant to do the top 100 I think they will be less reluctant to do this.
I mean, we also put it at 25 and not 100.
It wasn't that fucking hard, was it?
Did you see me make a list?
No, you didn't.
You son of a bitch.
Exactly. There you go.
Son of a bitch.
I can't tell you that I had, well, we had one of my favorite titles ever for a Chairshot NFL show, yesterday's show. Chairshot NFL. Cooper, Puka, and Tutu. Those are the Rams receivers, and I think that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was looking at my fantasy football team as well, and I've got Brandon Ayuk and Puka Nacua, and so I thought the Puka and Ayuk sounded pretty funny for a team name.
Okay, you picked up the guy. All right, you picked up.
I did. It went all zeros.
I forgot. I was like, I'll tell him before we start the show. And now I'm glad you, because I'm like, I looked at the time. I'm like, okay, I can still tell him.
That was I was trying to wait till they decided if Watson was going to play or not, you know, and then I'm like, well, whatever. I'll pick up a backup quarterback just in case anyway. And then if I have to drop somebody, if I want to drop somebody else later, I can, no big deal. So
I had the flexibility this week to go ahead and pick up a defense on a bye.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
So the New York Jets will be my defense starting next week for the rest of the fucking season.
See, that's not a bad defense. That's the weird thing.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, I'd say.
That's yeah.
All right, let's get back to wrestling. Let's talk about anything else here. Well, we're in the Judgment Day mode. Like, I think they're stronger with all those belts. I don't think they ever should have taken it off of them. But Dom continues to be the money-making heat seeker. He just keeps getting better and better. And more in my mind, I'm like, man, if Roman's really going to hold this for another year, why not? Why not have Dom Cash be the one? Why not Dom get the big rub?
See, and that's a hot potato I actually like and agree with Rhea getting pissed off and just being like, Dom, you go win that title. You don't come home. Okay.
Yeah, right. Now, that made sense. That made sense in that.
We all know who Rhea's been talking to, like, when they're like, who are you talking to? And she's like, I'm being Judgment Day business. Well, she's talking to Paul Heyman. Is she going to become a Paul Heyman girl and leave Judgment Day?
That's possible.
That would be interesting.
I mean,
I'm just always trying to read into stuff a little bit. Like, probably not, but like, they're got this ongoing kind of back burner storyline where she's doing business that she doesn't feel the need to tell anybody else about.
I mean, this could be the new Dangerous Alliance here.
That'd be interesting to start up a new. She leaves and starts her own new shit because she's just tired of them bickering all the time, you know.
But I think we're a long way from that. I think though.
Yeah.
Slow burn, which
we're at least like a year and a half away from that.
Makes a lot of these much better when they do this. I mean, the slow burn and the build up and the anticipation and all that is just. I love the longer told stories because it makes the payoff that much better if they do it right.
100%.
And it'd be interesting, they had Dom, on SmackDown standing in there with Triple H. You know, and Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis and, you know.
Yeah, what do you guys think of Nick Aldis? I mean, he's right off the bat, he delivers a great line when he introduces himself to Dominic Mysterio and says, I'm a fan, of your father, turn back on.
There wasn't even that much of a pause. That's how good it was.
Just enough.
There was enough
pause. It was enough of a pause to make it good. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You know,
of your dad.
Thought of him while he was standing in the ring that night, I was like, this guy's never been in WWE. This guy can talk. This guy knows his character, and he is tall and wide. Like, he's a big boy. Yeah. I just don't understand how he never was a main roster guy for WWE the past dozen years.
Problems with someone backstage, I think. I'm not 1,000,000% sure, but I think that was the reason why.
Well, unless it was Vince, then I don't understand.
Yeah.
It was, I would agree. Obviously,
especially since he is also married to Mickie James after that whole trash bag fiasco. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but.
Dude, I think that is just something that people locked on to that was the fucking story at the time. Yeah. You know what? There's a lot worse things that happen to people in business than fucking getting your shit sent to you in a trash bag. I mean,
oh yeah.
I don't know. I never really put a lot into that, but I'm glad he's there. we finally have a general manager on both sides. So now it kind of makes the brand split more legitimate, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Were you a defining champion in NWA for your time? Yes. All right. You're now a general manager on a WWE show.
But, you know, him and Adam Pearce have the credibility to back up their authoritative figure.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, we've already seen it a bunch of times with Pierce.
Do we this quick get something at Survivor Series, Raw versus SmackDown? We got it, right?
I don't see why not.
Is something at stake?
I hope not, because unless they're going to make it where something, those things were always dumb, because they just, yeah, they were never worth a damn. So, like, if they're going to make it worth some draft picks or some... Something.
Yeah, didn't they make it, like, worth some draft picks at a time? Or something to that effect?
Whoever wins,
like, gets the first draft pick or something like that?
No, I think that's just everything we've talked about over time. Like, they should do something.
It is. Right. We kind of try to give the calendar a little more structure that we would like. You know, there's things that you can consistently rely on an annual basis at doing it at the same part of the year that would really lend credibility and opportunity at these pay-per-views, especially having a split brand. I'm not for the split brand, but if you're going to do it, these other things we've thought of, kind of a structure that kind of lends itself to, I don't know, more fan anticipation, right? Because right now it's always so up in the air, you don't really know. Like, I don't think the structure, not knowing the structure is such a good thing. I think not always knowing what's going to happen next or who's going to be there and knowing every little thing about everything, that's, you don't want that. It does not help you enjoy things. But having a more recognized structure with different implementations that we've been talking about, is such as, you know, a transfer window, a trade period, you know, and if you're going to have the brand split, make these brand versus brand things worth something, like DP was saying, like, you get the first dibs on a trade, you get the better draft pick, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, it makes more sense with that than just bragging rights. Because we tried having that as a pay-per-view, and God, no one remembers it.
You do.
Yeah, that's story. Well, I mean, yeah, but come on, it was poor.
I have to remember it. I'm the trivia guy.
That's fair. What else? Come on. SmackDown, Raw, we're moving to... Oh,
Kevin Owens?
Do you guys... What?
Kevin Owens is on SmackDown now? He was the trade decision between Jey Uso?
Yes, there's... So I'm gonna throw three things out here real quick, just so I remember, then we can go through these last three story items. So Kevin Owens, Jade Cargill, Seth versus Drew. Okay, let's do that to round out the WWE talk here. So go ahead, DP. Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you know, that's one, again, I'm not necessarily a fan of. You know, him and Sammy had have a nice rapport. I feel like they could have done more with them. I know they had a long kind of run there as, you know, tag team champions and then partners or whatever, but they have such a good chemistry. I know, you know, eventually they're going to get back and do it again some way, but, like, that was a good tag team to have together. That was a good one they could have kept together as a legit tag team and kept them, you know, unless they want to give Sammy the chance to actually, you know, he did on promo, you know, go for a world title or, you know, get a little more of a singles run that he really didn't get, you know, at that high level. But, you know, just that was a really good team and they really had good back and forth banter, like in backstage segments and stuff like that. That was just really entertaining that I just didn't want to see them split that up. That's all. And we've seen Kevin Owens versus Roman a couple times already. I'm not interested in seeing that anytime soon again. And, you know,
he could be sent over there in the short term to have a series with Gunther.
He's on Raw.
I mean, obviously there. What?
Gunther's on Raw.
Gunther's on Raw.
So he can't.
Yeah, I see titles on Raw.
It just didn't make sense.
Every week, you think this is becoming a bit.
I think it might be.
It really isn't, people.
It's not.
No, it's not, Tony. I know you better than that. Come on. Anyway.
All right, Ed. All right, Izzard.
No. No, no, he really did die.
Don't bring up Eddie Izzard. I could sit here and laugh to myself for 15 minutes without even saying a fucking word. I just go through the stand-up in my mind. You ever see
Hello, this is the church, cake of death.
Ever see a squirrel or a tree eating a nut, and then all of a sudden it stops, and it looks, and it's thinking, and then it goes back to eating the nut? What do you think it's thinking about? Do you think it's like, oh, shit, did I leave the gas on? Oh, of course I didn't. I'm a fucking squirrel. The guy's awesome. I don't know. They got to have, I mean, obviously they have planned for Kevin Owens, but I think there's got to be something specific that they brought him over for. You can always use a guy that can be a good guy, bad guy, and, you know, put people over on both sides.
It's right. That's true.
Jade Cargill, Raw, AJ. That's where she's going to land, it seems like.
I believe so. And then she also had the stare down with Becky during her little stitch. I'm not gonna. I like the
SmackDown too.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're building her up as this like next big thing, destructive force that could actually take Charlotte or Becky on.
Yes, she comes off as the utmost of importance.
Yeah, and that's something that WWE has always done. It's just now you have to hold your end of the bargain. Will she? Who knows? That's what we're here to see. But they're making her look like $1 trillion. Just showing up to a backstage anything. Randomly backstage, Shawn Michaels says, oh, yeah, welcome to NXT. Yeah, thanks for showing up. Goes to SmackDown. Freaking has a stare down with Charlotte Flair. Monday Night Raw has a stare down with Becky Lynch. That just she basically just told her, get in line. She literally said that. It was like, you have to get in line if you want a shot. And then Jade just smiles. She had the... She can set her own limit is basically what's going on here. Do I hope she succeeds? Yeah, kind of stick it to AEW. Not going to lie, but hey, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, it feels like she's kind of just making the rounds. Honestly, I don't know if she's set to Raw or SmackDown because, like I said, she's kind of had segments on all of them right now, facing off with Becky and Charlotte. So... I think they're just looking at getting the reactions from the crowds and seeing, you know, how she stacks up standing in front of the bigger names in the company, and they'll decide where to put her. I thought it was kind of cool on SmackDown when she stood up with Charlotte and Triple H popped his head in on, behind him a little bit. And it like the way they just camera made that camera shot, it made Charlotte and Jade look like giant stars. I thought, like, you know, obviously Triple H is taller than both of them, but the way he set that up and the way they did that, like, it made them look like larger than life figures. And that's what WWE does so well. So it's just, I don't know, that shot too, to me, made it look even more important.
She is going to get put in the best positions to succeed. And I have no doubt that the way she carries herself, her look, her presentation, I think she's going to be fine on the mic. She just has to come in and knock it out of the park in the ring for a little bit, though. Like, she can't come in and have some clunky bullshit, because that's for me. I'll just state it with me personally, but I think overall as well. Like, I don't want to see these shitty Bianca Belair kind of bad moments. I don't want to see this shitty first 3 months in the main roster Rhea Ripley style. I want to see super solid in-ring work, and that to me is going to get her over more than anything else, because I think she's got everything else already, and she's going to definitely be, and already has been, put in that position to succeed.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, without a doubt.
Let's finish out. What was the third thing? I said it to you guys because I knew
Seth
I forget.
And Drew.
Seth and
yeah, Drew. Yeah. All right. So, like, I feel like I know how Seth feels, you know, like he's kind of got this Joker personality going on, and you know, he's ready to take on all
comers, and he's super skeptical all the time, but he's super dangerous, and fans love singing his song, and he loves it. And but folks, right now I'd like to bring in Drew McIntyre, and I'd like to hear his thoughts on his strategy of kind of being Seth's watchdog as we head into this gigantic matchup at Crown Jewel. Can you comment on that at all, Mr. McIntyre?
Listen, I said it already before when we were on Raw. Not this Raw, the last one, where I said I'm making sure that I keep everyone safe. That's basically what we're doing here. I'm making sure everyone's safe. I want that world championship. If the Judgment Day has it, we're all fucked. I'm here to make sure that I look after everyone and I get that world championship.
Thanks for stopping by, Drew. I know you got to run. You're a busy guy. Don't forget your sword.
Yeah, I gotta go make sure that Jey Uso ain't up to some bullshit. You know, can't trust that bastard.
Stupid fucking sword. DP, what are your thoughts here on this budding rivalry?
The rivalry rise, whatever. I'm not sold on it exactly, but I love Drew McIntyre in this position of getting the challenge and trying to get the title back. You know, they're telling a good story of it where, you know, he is just talking about how he held the company during the COVID years and everything, and he never got his shot at, you know, having it in front of a live crowd. It's really good stuff, and it's compelling for him because it gives that character another level where he's going to turn on the crowd, right? I mean, it's inevitable that he's going heel. It's just like they're doing a slow burn. Drew. Yeah. Drew.
You think Drew?
Drew's really? Going heel.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
He's getting that attitude. Yeah, I think he's turning. He's definitely all these little pieces. All right. All these little pieces. That they're dropping in there.
If they make him like an anti-hero, sure. I'm fine with being an anti-hero, but he's looking like he's turning.
Yeah. All the every time kind of not helping the good guy in the ring, he kind of turns his back a little bit, watches, and somebody else jumps in instead. Okay. You know, you can see it coming. He's getting there with it, but it's nice, again, another slow burn. He's just added a little bit of a attitude wrinkle to himself that the crowd still likes it, but it's, you know, you can see the attitude change coming.
Like I said, not my problem.
Well, by the thirst in my throat, the unopened beer to my left means that we need to get to trivia. So, DP, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. I'll make it easy on you. I'm going to play this commercial, and we'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
That's a soda, you're fucking banned from the show. Okay.
You can't do it if it's not going to be a beer, goddammit. If I'm going in, I'm going all in, baby.
I know, but I'm like, maybe you just had some cans of soda and you were thirsty, and I'm like, you were not going to be on $3.99 if that was the fucking soda.
Joke's on you. That's actually in a Miller Lite Cozy.
Yeah. A 3D printed can.
Well, you heard the crack. That means we got some trivia going on. Tony, I'll make it short, sweet, and simple. 1, 2, or 3.
Let's drop that deuce and get off to a light start here.
Is that the beer light or the body light?
You know what's crazy though is both. This is the last Miller Lite I have in my fridge. I took my dad to breakfast Saturday, and after breakfast, he's like, I got something for you in the car. Well, the first thing he hands me is a dozen eggs from my Aunt Julie's farm because he stopped over there. Aunt Julie, why don't I give you eggs? I'm like, fine. Thanks for the eggs. Oh, you make eggs? I'm like, yes. I said, thank you. And here, I want a case of Coors Light. You can have it. I'm not going to drink it. And I'm like, okay, I'll take the free case. So I don't know. Like, I don't mind Coors Light, but I've been drinking Miller Lite now, so we'll see how that's going to go. I'm drinking, it's free case, so I've been drinking.
I was about to say, free alcohol is free alcohol. I'm never going to say no to a free.
I got a case of Miller Lite sitting here that's basically yours. You can swap it out if you want, take the Miller Lite home and leave the Coors here. I'll drink the Coors.
The Coors is already out of the box and in the fridge. Right. And in addition to, this is the second beer of the night.
It's not the last.
There will be another beer tonight.
I didn't hear the last beer of the night. So, okay.
I might have to start drinking the Coors.
I don't. What are you gonna do? I don't.
Oh no!
All right. Sorry.
I just saw the Phillies lost. So
Diamondbacks. But I had to get that off my chesticles. So sorry, AJ.
Ah, you're fine. All right. So you said Deuce.
Yeah, I am.
What was the first main event for the Crown Jewel shows in 2018? When it was called the Crown Jewel? Because I know we've had this question before. Let's see if you guys can remember it. 2018, not the stupid greatest Royal Rumble ever. So there you go. There's another hint for you other than 2018. The first question, it looks like I stumped both of you guys. What the fuck?
I don't think this is right.
We're easily stumpable.
Fair. All right, let's see the answers. Dan says Goldberg versus Taker. Tony says the Brothers of Destruction versus DX, and Tony's right.
Yeah, fuck off! Game's over! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, that amazing... Stop.
You're right. We didn't have enough content this week.
It's not tool time. Damn it.
Do I get 4 points because there's four people?
And you get one. Okay. Dan, one or tree?
I'll take it.
I
started watching for the new Frasier.
I'll take three.
New Frasier's coming out.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus streaming. It's pretty good.
You're calling tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Quite right. Maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, well, maybe. But I knew Kane Taker versus HBK and a Triple H. Okay. Just rubbing it in. Sorry.
All right.
Salads and out.
So this is going to be a true or false. But I actually have it written down right here. If you pick first, you're automatically wrong.
Damn. If you what? Pick truce?
whatever the double joint that you want to put on.
Swelsey. I pick Swelsey. Would like to be adopted by Swelsey.
Oh my god. Actually, before I say this question, did anyone see someone actually made a jersey for that? And it was not even fucking Chiefs related. I think it was at a Panthers game.
What did they, trailer or Swelsey?
Swelsey.
Really? They did Swelsey?
Swelsey 81 or 87.
Are you surprised? I mean, we all know the power of Tony.
No, this happened before you even spoke that into existence.
You need to start asking questions, young man.
All right. True or false? The WWE Championship has main evented a Crown Jewel event. Oh boy. PLE, whatever we want to call it. Has it yes or no?
You knocked it out of the park the first time.
Huh?
What happened to the music?
Fair enough.
Trebek? I'll take anal bum covers for 400.
I'll take the Venus Mightier.
I'll take Letitch now.
That's somebody. It's pizza.
that?
I don't fucking know. Can I go get a drink?
I did.
The question was, it has or hasn't?
It has been invented.
Has.
I'm not drunk.
False. It is not main invented.
So it's tied because, Dan, it has not. It's always been the Universal for some reason.
I didn't know which way to go. I had no idea what the answer was. So, and I saw DP, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm going for the gusto here. I'm right, I'm up 2-0.
Fuck it, it's a 50-50. I'm going to get it right or wrong.
If he's right, then we got a barn burner, baby. Let's go!
All right. You know this question usually comes up. Has it changed or not? But who is the latest Grand Slam champion in WWE?
Shit.
I usually ask this like when it happens. Like, I think the one time it was AJ. Obviously, there's been a couple more after AJ. Tony staring into the distance like his name's Turd Ferguson. Tony says KO. Dan says Ray. So do I win? Because none of you are right.
Motherfucker.
Finn Balor.
Damn it.
Because he won the tag titles.
I was like, okay, it's got to be a tag team. Somebody in the tag team division.
This is
Tony. Yes. I win.
You have a tiebreaker. You lose because you didn't have a tiebreaker.
No, I win.
Bullshit. It's up to you, DP. You want to take a third commercial break or play last call? It's your call.
A last call. Alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
I mean, it's the last thing we're going to talk to you about this week on the DWI podcast. And remember, don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. Oh, baby. All right. Rhea Ripley, number one women's ranked PWI. We'll just throw that out there. Bianca 3. What else, AJ?
Yeah. That's all you're going to know from the WWE side.
And then a local star that we've known since she was a teenager, and she just continually kept getting better and better. And I've had the privilege to have good conversations with her about her career and wrestling in general. And
one of our first interviews.
Sierra, in making the top 100. So kudos to 96. Her.
Had to get that here, but, well done.
Yeah. Last call, though, is about the early betting odds for the Rumble Royale. Let's start on the women's side. Nia and Raquel, 3-1. Io and Rhea, 4-1. Bianca and Charlotte, 5-1. Asuka, 6-1. Bayley, 10-1. Jade, 12-1. After that, you jump up to 25-1. And all the way down the line, just a bunch of people. Even the Bellas are on here for some reason. I have no idea why.
Well, they've been in one recently, along with, like, they also have Michelle McCool for 250-1.
Yeah, that's just like, I mean, I'll give you 10 million to 1 on, and you can have the Bellas, and Michelle McCool. So if you just want to hand over a dollar, you know, that's fine.
I tried on Saturday. You wouldn't take it.
Okay, the way you do that kind of shit though is not like a bet. It's total insult, and you're laughing right now. And you are just the lucky recipient of birthday love. That's it. Not in the way you think, AJ. So
no, I know. I get what you mean. I'm just
here we go.
DP, myself, and the Dillinator, we met out for lunch and drinks on, what, Saturday, right? And I hadn't seen the Dillinator since the weekend before her birthday. And so we went out and the bill came and I was like, I got it. And I looked at her and I said, happy birthday. And I looked at him and I go, you fucking lucky fucker. It wasn't that much though. Like with tip, I think it was $100. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
Mm-mm. No, because when we go out, we believe in, you know, get what you want and as much of it as you want. Otherwise, if you're going to go out and worry about the price, then stay fucking home. Right? Like, what's the point?
Not going to have fun then.
Right. Not at all. So we had a good time. Shout out to the Brass Tap in Greenfield, Wisconsin. One of our favorite hangouts. Everything on the menu is literally delicious. And 80 tappers.
Yeah. Holy shit.
With seasonal stouts, IPAs, lagers, ambers, you name it, they got it. So great place. Naya and Raquel, favorites, even more than Becky. What do you guys think about that? Like, I could see Naya winning this Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I could see it too. I know, what was it? DJ said, or no, Rob said on Mindless, if Nia Jax wins, I will have an all-time laugh riot on the podcast that week.
Yeah, who
but
cares?
I don't hate that though. That would be entertaining. Like, because you already have her. There's a I don't know if you guys saw, apparently a fatal five-way match for the Women's World Championship.
Yep.
So she's already in the picture. She just showed up. If she has a one-on-one, especially with Rhea, she could have a great match. It's just we're so used to cover your noses.
I could.
That's just all bullshit. That might be the most lucrative fucking stiff shot in WWE history. So let's just put that there. Like, that was positive for everybody.
I could see Nia Jax winning it. I could see Raquel. I don't want to see Raquel winning it. I think Raquel needs more character work and a reason for me to believe in her and a heel turn.
She needs something. This is also her fourth
opportunity.
True.
Yeah, I don't.
At least.
But, you know, if they want to do something different, like she needs a little bit of a character change or something there, because it just doesn't work right now, especially on the main roster. When she was doing her heel stuff in NXT and being the badass, that was great. That was perfect. They need to get back to something like that. But I could see, like, Zoe Stark. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, she's getting a huge push now. I all of them over, like, Becky, I could see. And Becky or Charlotte, I could see all of these. Bayley, I like that idea if they want to go into the Io Sky, you know, her trying to start in that fight. I think that's a big pick.
That would be more entertaining. I could see that going for the 10-1.
I think you just mentioned the two biggest value bets, in my opinion.
Yeah.
People with, like, a outside shot and someone with a legitimate shot. Legitimate Bayley 10-1, outside shot Zoe Stark at 40-1.
I like that. Yeah, pick. I would put money on that pick.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, man, I really want Bayley to win, but I don't think either of them win. Like, I would, like, if I was taking bets, I would keep those.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right? That's fine. I get
like
it.
When someone hands you a five teamer for $25, you don't even look at it. You just take the money and you put it in your pocket and you throw that fucking thing out. And you don't even worry about the guy asking to collect because no one hits a fucking five teamer.
Yeah.
Little gambling advice for you kiddies.
If you decide to, you know, take bets.
Then he hits it and you go home. And you just fucking stop going to the same places you used to go to. No, I'm just kidding.
Take 2 weeks off. Take a 2 week break from going to the.
So what are these men's side?
The opposite would happen to me. Someone would owe me money and then they would fucking take 2 weeks off.
No, that's fair.
You want to transfer to the men's side, AJ? Sure, let's check it out.
Bring on the men.
Now let's bring on the men.
Nice.
Way to go. Value bets to me would be Ron Breaker at 66-1. Lashley at 40-1. Solo 25-1. Punk, Orton, Lesnar. Now, after that, you're actually getting into who you think would probably win here. Jey Uso makes a lot of sense. Sami Zayn makes some sense. LA Knight probably makes the most sense. That's why he's where he's at. I don't think you need The Rock to win the Royal Rumble to do all that, but I guess if you really want to grandize that storyline,
yeah.
30 wins the Rumble, shows up on fucking SmackDown the next Friday and says, see you in Philly, kid.
Well, that works. I mean, right now the obvious one does seem like it's LA Knight, but anything from 20-1 up, I can definitely see going. So that would be Orton, Uso, Lesnar, Rollins, Owens, Priest, Rhodes, Zayn, Jey Uso, Drew, Gunther, Rock, and Knight. But you don't, like you said, you don't need The Rock.
What would you think about overly legitimizing Priest by having him also now win the Royal Rumble? So within the span of just a handful of months, the guy wins the Money in the Bank. He wins the Undisputed Tag Titles twice and now is a Royal Rumble winner with a Money in the Bank briefcase. Is that crazy?
This is how, if they really want to try to legitimize him like that, the funniest thing would
be... And I'm
not
saying he's not legit, but we both mean, like, move him up an echelon, right?
Yeah. Have him win this Royal Rumble with the briefcase.
The problem with DP having a Miller Lite is I look on the screen and then he grabs it and has a drink and then I'm like, even if I just had him, like, oh, I need to drink a Miller Lite.
But if he wins the Royal Rumble while he still has his briefcase, I would love to see that happen. He loses the Royal Rumble, but he cashes in because he was like, no, fuck you. I'm going to get this.
What if he wins it and then... Him and Balor's like, well, you won the Royal Rumble. Give me the briefcase. I'll take the briefcase. Why don't you hand it over to me? And then we can both, you know, take care of business. I can go win one title.
That works too.
You can win the other title.
But Balor doesn't cash it in. Priest wins and he cashes it in on Priest.
Game over.
Holy shit. Yeah, I can't even do by Tony on that one because I need DP to get there.
So we know that's never going to happen, obviously, because we just came up with it. So it,
yeah, that's usually the case.
Honestly,
though. No, go ahead. I was just going to talk about how WWE actually listens to this show, but I can't remember the specific examples that came up in my mind when I was watching SmackDown and Raw.
You know, LA Knight seems like the obvious choice. They're kind of building him and Roman right now, and if that's what's going to be at Crown Jewel.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That
then,
doesn't make
right?
any sense
like,
to me.
Oh, I failed at capturing that title, so I'm going to win the Rumble and go after the other title. There's some weird shit going on right now.
Yeah.
The fucking dumb fucking back and forth with those fucking tag titles pisses me off.
Like, if you want to cash in on that, on LA Knight's popularity right now, I just don't think you have him lose to in a title match or whatever. Like, it just, I don't know. It just drops him back down a little bit to me. So, I unless they swerve it a little bit
unless
here in the next 2 weeks.
Unless he wins by shenanigans.
Right. He could get a, yeah, it could end in a DQ
like
or something. DQ. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's just, maybe this is just a chance for him to see how he matches up with Reigns in the ring, but I don't know. It's tough.
But that's stupid. A guy like him, when he gets a shot, he wins. You don't fucking do
what
that.
It feels like that's the way they should do it. But I don't know what's Gunther of odds for winning the Rumble, because I feel like it's him and Breaker would be my picks.
Yeah,
4-1 Gunther, 4-1. Braun. I think.
Then he's challenging with the IC title.
Well, I think, you know, maybe not. I mean, he may have the title and he may lose it on the road or something. Oh, he's too focused on going after the heavyweight title, or, you know, or somebody takes it from him before the Rumble, or earlier on in, you know, in a match before the Rumble or something, you know, Jey Uso or, you know, somebody takes it. But I feel like he's going to lose it soon. Cause I feel like he's one of the top options to challenge for a heavyweight title at WrestleMania. He's just another guy who's at that peak level of kind of popularity as far as just wanting to see him in the ring. People love him.
I mean, I get like, especially with the whole thing with Chad Gable, you can go back to that and Gable actually is the one that beats the record. That legitimizes Gable, and then Gunther
there because they just started a feud with the New Day or something. They're going to have a match. And I don't know. Who beats Gunther? I have no idea. Like, a Bron Breakker seems like the perfect candidate to come up and beat Gunther, to be honest with you. You know, you can lose in a weird way. I think Ludwig Kaiser, they're on the way to separating him from Gunther with the solo vignette, you know, with not mentioning anybody else but him, and the kind of way they kind of disagreed on a few things here lately. But I don't know. I could easily see this Gunther face turn. If he can lose the IC title over Shenanigans.
I mean, what better way to lose it over Shenanigans than with Dominic?
Well, I think you wait on Dom to take the title from Roman.
I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to have him as a face and have pure Shenanigans, what bigger Shenanigans than Judgment Day?
Well, all right. Well, we'll see. I don't think so.
You were this close to wanting to pistol whip the next person that says Shenanigans, huh?
Hey, Farva. What's that place you like to go to?
With all that goofy shit all over the wall? Oh, you mean Shenanigans? Oh!
I got it. I know I got it. Well, I look for it.
Yo, check it, check it. All right, this has gone too far. Big Tony, let's hit them with the bar. Ice shamey. Yo, stop! Collaborate and listen.
The bar is back with a brand new diss, and shamey, it's gonna hold you tightly.
Zara's gonna swing you daily and nightly. When will he stop?
I don't know.
Yo, shamey, let's go back to the flow. The extreme gonna bro kick your head like a vandal.
When we step through those ropes, nobody can hold a candle.
Ice, shamey. Ice, shamey.
I couldn't find the Shenanigans clip, but I think that suffice just enough. And I think we're gonna go ahead.
Another song. I got another song to play that goes with that.
What do you got?
That the tribal chief is here.
On that note, I think we're going to end the show today.
Fair.
I had a good time. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. AJ, let everybody know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Twix at PhenomenalAJB. That'll be AJB in all caps. But also, do not forget chairshot.com. We're not just podcast galore. We are articles galore, sports entertainment, you name it. We got it on thechairshot.com. So go check it out. Always something there for you.
You can find the lucky recipient of birthday love all over the social media interwebs. That it's me, DPP, and this show at Podcast DWI on the Twix at facebook.com/DWIPodcast.
Got a title. Son of a bitch. All right. Well, that's fine. You know, sometimes you just walk right into it like Phil Smars into a screen door. You can follow
that's
me
pretty,
at PC.
Yeah, you're walking into birthday love.
You can follow me at PC Tunny. Make sure you continue to listen to everything on Chair Shot Radio. Radio Network Sports Entertainment and Sports Entertainment. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Head. What does everybody want? What does everybody need?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Another good theme song there, too.
And with nothing to talk about, an hour and 10 minutes, you know, whatever.
Those are usually the best shows. This was fun.
Right? Oh, boy.
And no, I also agree. One of the underrated theme songs, especially apparently played backwards.
What does everybody need?
Apparently, if you play it backwards, it says, I'm the one in control.
What?
And I think it's supposed to be head talking. Yeah, apparently. like that weird little snippet that you heard. Apparently, if you play it backwards, it says, I'm the one in control, and it's head. Oh, that's gonna be up there.
No chance! That's what you got. Up against a machine too strong. Crazy politicians buying souls for rock song puppets. Won't find their place in line. But
it's a new day. Yes, it is.
Doing the next episode now?
Putting on a fresh coat of paint.
You look so good to me.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm an ass man. Yeah. I love to love him. I love to kick him. I love to shove him. I love to stick him. Love to flood him. I love to watch him. I love to pick him. And I'm gonna kick him.
Yo, 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 Chad Gaspard and JTG, it's prime time.
Brooklyn, bringing it. Yo, yo, bringing it. Yo, no more Hollywood, this is Hollywood, and it's prime time. Be scared, you probably should. I come from the streets, I was raised in the gutter. I run up on your mother for that bread and butter.
Goldberg. Oh. Are you still recording? Oh, yeah! God. See you next week, bitches.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.